Chandler, currently in history 3330, Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas, conducting an oral history interview with Vietnam veteran Thomas Schindler. Mr. Schindler is currently in Houston, Texas. The date is November 23rd, 2008. I would like to start off with some biographical questions. All right. Mr. Schindler, where were you born? What's your age and what was your ending rank?
I was born in Chicago, and my age is 57, and I'm rank was E3. I think I started it with E3. Okay. With E3.
Tell me about your parents, what their occupations or education or what they did.
My father was a truck driver for a freight lines company, several freight lines company in Chicago. He served in the U.S. Navy for 4 years, and he was an aircraft mechanic. And then he went to Chicago and became a truck driver by doing truck lines for 40 years.
Hmm.
And my mother was a homemaker. She never really worked. Worked at a waitress place, that was it, and just a small place at a nightclub, and she worked there.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have. I come from a family of seven. I got four other brothers and a sister left. And four brothers and a sister.
Aside from your dad, were any other relatives involved in the military?
Yes, I had three other brothers that actually joined an army when I was in, and I was the only one that served in the war, though, but I'm the only one that saw action in Southeast Asia.
Okay. How about your education? What high school did you attend, or were you in?
I graduated out of John F. Kennedy High School in 1969. I attended Bogan Junior College for a couple of years, but I only have, a little more than a year of college.
Were you involved in any sports in high school, or?
Yes, I was in a wrestling program. I was a varsity wrestler all 3 years. My senior year I quit, but I wrestled 3 years and a very good first string wrestler. In wrestling.
Okay, were you drafted in the military, or did you join voluntarily?
I was drafted. I got my draft notice when I was 19 years old.
So you were 19?
What's that?
So you were 19 when you were drafted?
19.
Okay. Did you have any prior knowledge of the Vietnam War? Obviously you probably knew what was going on, but, why things were happening the way they were?
I really didn't know much about the war. I just saw what I saw on the TV and the newspaper, what I read. That was it. I really didn't know much about it. And I had a friend that went over there.
Yeah.
That came back, and he was in the Navy.
Okay. Aside from him, did you have any other friends or relatives get drafted into the war?
Yeah, I had a friend that was my best man. He served in Vietnam, and I had another guy that was I knew from high school. He went to the Navy, and he did the river patrols. And one other guy was a Marine Corps. He went and got killed. His name was Marty.
When and where did your basic training take place after you were drafted?
I started my basic training in Fort Polk, Louisiana. February of 1971.
Okay. Is that the only place you received training at before you went to Vietnam, or did you go to another base? Or
I also had military police school, which is at Fort Gordon, Georgia. It was in right after basic training.
Okay.
Military police school.
Do you think that the training was adequate for what you were going into, or when you got to Vietnam, that you had plenty of training?
Yes, I think the training was very good. It was a very, very substantial weapons training and different CS gas training and also the PT was outstanding, and I enjoyed all of it.
How long did the training take you? Your first at in Louisiana, how long was that?
I was in an 8-week course in Louisiana. It was 8 weeks of training there. And then 8 weeks of advanced individual training at Fort Gordon, Georgia, military police school.
Okay. So, I guess your MOS is MP?
Correct. That's military police. That was my MOS. Military,
And you were in the 101st Airborne, is that correct?
That was correct. I was in 101st Airborne Division, Screaming Eagles, they call them.
So did you go directly to Vietnam after your training to be an MP, or did you, were you in the States for a while, or did you go somewhere else?
No, I had a small 30-day leave after my two schools of basic training and AIT, and I had a 30-day leave, and I went directly over to Lennon Cameron Bay, South Vietnam.
What day did you land there?
July 4th, 1971.
How was the trip? How did you, I'm guessing you flew over there?
I flew from going out of Fort Lewis, Washington, and we flew to Alaska. We went to Anchorage. We flew to Alaska. Anchorage, landed in Anchorage. That's the last time I saw the United States. And then from Anchorage, we flew to Hokkaido Air Base in Japan. And from Japan Air Base, we went to Cameron Bay, South Vietnam. Chartered flight.
Okay. What was your first day like there?
Well, I remember coming off the plane and I heard the bombs and the rifles, and it wasn't like you heard fireworks at a celebration. It was real gunfire, and I was kind of a little worried that it was bad. I was in a good situation because you could hear it when we stepped off the plane and came down the ramp. And we heard all that gunfire and all that stuff, and it was pretty bad. I mean, I knew I was in a war, so there was no getting out of it.
Yeah. Was the climate difference a dramatic change from what you were used to?
Well, Chicago area, where I was raised, yes, it was, because it's a similar climate to Houston. It's very hot, dry, and of course they have a monsoon over there, but yes, the climate was totally different from where I grew up in Chicago area, correct.
What was your duty when you were in country? What's your job entail? What did you do day to day?
Okay, basically, I was a military policeman. I did gate duty, which was to secure the gate from all enemies penetrating the area. Usually we have two MPs on a gate, and I was at the front gate, and they had a back gate, which the back gate led out to the mountains and like the jungle and stuff. And the front gate was facing the QL1, which was a major road up and down, which we used for transportation of the weapons and troops and everything, and we built the road and all that stuff. And I searched the South Vietnamese when they came in the gate every day. That was one of my duties. We made sure they didn't have any weapons or anything, because they're coming on base to take care of the soldiers' quarters, and we had to make sure that no weapons or anything like drugs or anything were taken in, so they could sell the drugs to the soldiers or bring in the weapons that they wanted to kill us or something. So we had to make sure that they were pretty well searched. We did all that, and then after that we did gate duty and all that. Okay.
What base was this at?
This was at Camp Evans. It was called Camp Evans, and it was only like 10 to 15 miles from the DMZ.
Okay.
It was not very far from the DMZ.
What kind of weapons would you carry when you're guarding the gate?
I would carry, I always have an M16 and a Colt 45. Sometimes I bring two 45s with me. Most of the time it was just one, and I had an M16 with a lot of rounds, and I carry that type of weapon to protect the gate.
So there was a lot of routine, and day to day you pretty much secure the gates.
Right, from all enemy penetration, because you had to watch that. You had to sit there and make sure that he didn't come on our perimeter, because And then you had a radio. You could make some little radio calls, call up the for reinforcements, maybe, or something. You know, that's what we did.
So it's just you and one other guy.
Now the back gate, a lot of times I would just be alone. Now the front gate, it was always two. Most of the time on the back gate, it was just one person. That was it.
Yeah.
We had barbed wire going across it, and had a little road coming up.
Did you ever get to go on R&R or anything like that?
I never got to go on an R&R. We only went to one little deal where they took us to like a little beach in South China Sea, but that was only a couple days. It really wasn't an R&R. It was just a couple days, and they took us over there. We swam and we came back. And no R&R, no.
Did you, were you on any other bases aside from, was it Camp Evans?
That's the only base that I was actually stationed at, because that was the one I was, that's the only one I was stationed there. That was it.
Aside from watching over the perimeter of the base, did you have any other duties inside the base when you weren't guarding?
Yes, I also went out and investigated accidents on that road at 201. We had a major accident regarding a civilian and a military convoy, and we had to investigate the accident. We also ran armed escorts with an M60 machine gun in a jeep up to a fire base down mine roads through the jungle to secure the ammo truck so he wouldn't get ambushed, and bring up ammo to the fire base, which was way up in the mountains. And you could see the ocean from the fire base. It was way up in there, so he wouldn't get ambushed.
Was that where, like, 105s and...
Well, we had the artillery piece that they had there. Shot 28 to 30 miles. It was a big artillery. It was a big, I don't know how big the artillery it was, but it was not a 105. It was a very big artillery. Shot 30 miles. Probably shot shells as long as 6 feet, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. The shells were pretty big.
Yeah. Did you keep a journal?
I did keep a journal every day. I had a little journal, and I wrote down what I did every day. But when I was leaving the camp and I was at, and I'm going up in the air base, I set my bag down and somebody had stolen my bag with my journal and some money in there. I never recovered it, and I had a little journal on my daily things, and I wish that wouldn't happen.
Yeah. When did you end up returning to the United States?
I came back in February of 1972. I came back stateside. I believe I had a small leave, and I landed up in Oakland Air Base, and went through the Oakland Army post in Oakland, and then I flew in from, they gave me like a leave from San Francisco. I flew out into Chicago, my hometown, and I had a small leave, and then I reported back in like 30 days over to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. That was where my headquarters were, 101st Airborne Division. And I spent the rest of my 2-year stint in the Army at Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Was it difficult to adjust to civilian life after you'd been in Vietnam?
Yes, it was. It was quite a bit of an adjustment, because you fight a war every day, and learn to be disciplined and all that stuff. You come out here and then it's like a totally different change, and it's hard to adjust to different things here, because this is a totally different life from military life. It was a good learning experience, and I enjoyed every bit of it. Go ahead.
How did the people around you treat you, knowing that you're a veteran of Vietnam?
When we came back, we're kind of like recognized in a way. We were just like so what? So what if you went over there? That's a lot of that happened because people actually didn't realize that we were told by the government and we were soldiers that we were, had to do what we had to do, and we kind of like were, you know, like they didn't care about us. We didn't get any kind of parades or nothing. We were just people from the war, and they didn't care.
And what year was this when you came back?
1970. I came back from Vietnam.
Yes.
I came back in 1972.
1972. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything